world, or at least the U.S., according to President Donald Trump, is a scary place. And it'll be even scarier should Democrats win the 2020 election. During a press briefing, the president lamented what he called the radical left, who have taken over the Democratic Party and spread anti-American hatred across the land. He pointed to Oakland, Chicago, New York, and Portland.
This is the extreme left's agenda for America. They want to appoint radical prosecutors, judges, and federal officials who will set criminals free. Their stated plan is to cut police funding, abolish cash bail, close down prisons, re-educate our children, preach left-wing social justice, establish a national sanctuary for criminal illegal aliens, and abolish the death penalty, even for cop killers. No one will be safe, and in fact, they want very much to let people in prison, like, as an example, the Boston bomber. They want to let everybody vote.
The solution, according to the president, is another 4 years of Trumpian rule. Law and order, a crackdown and arrest of protesters who have rallied across the country for racial justice, and an end to police killings of people of color. Trump says his administration is reviewing hundreds of hours of videotape to identify rioters and looters to arrest them. He puts the blame of civil unrest on the radical left, who he says carry an anti-police and anti-American sentiment. His comments come 2 days after a group of his supporters caravaned through Portland, some with paintball guns and knives, and in trucks trying to run over protesters during the Trump 2020 Cruz rally in Portland. Trump went so far as to retweet a video of his supporters with paintball guns. But this time, one of them ended up dead in a fatal shooting. Aaron J. Danielson with Patriot Prayer was shot and killed. It was caught on video. Instead of condemning the violence, Trump went after Antifa and defended his supporters.
But that was a peaceful protest. And paint is not, and paint is a defensive mechanism. Paint is not bullets. Your supporters, and they are your supporters indeed, shot a young gentleman who, and killed him, not with paint, but with a bullet. And I think it's disgraceful. These people, they protested peacefully. They went in very peacefully.
Trump also spoke favorably and empathetically of Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old armed vigilante whose mother drove him to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where he allegedly killed 2 anti-racist protesters last week after a police shooting paralyzed a black man, Jacob Blake, and ignited civil unrest in that city. Trump, though, is suggesting the 17-year-old acted in self-defense.
That was an interesting situation. You saw the same tape as I saw. And he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell. And then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation. But I guess he was in very big trouble. He probably would have been killed, but it's under investigation.
The president is set to visit Kenosha, but he says he won't be visiting with the family of Blake because they want a lawyer present. But speaking to local media, Blake's cousin, Justin Blake, says the family doesn't want to meet with Trump, whose rhetoric is only increasing tensions in their community and adding to division.
Our family don't particularly want to have anything to do with him. We believe he incited this violence, and that's why it's flooding over. People think they have the right to do anything.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor has sent a letter to President Trump urging him to stay away from Kenosha as the community attempts to heal. The mayor of Kenosha, John Antaramian, also asked Trump to suspend his visit.
This community is trying to heal. We're trying to pull together. And I think that at this point in time, it's not the best idea.
Trump has received backlash for failing to condemn his supporters in other protests, including the white nationalists who protested against civil rights activists in North Carolina. Tensions in that rally led to one woman being killed. Trump is set to visit Wisconsin Tuesday. Meanwhile, authorities in Portland say they've identified a suspect in the shooting death of Trump supporter Aaron J. Danielson as 48-year-old Michael Rainel, an Antifa supporter who formerly served in the military. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.